Zev from the USA says it has come out that after the terrorist attacks in New York City in 2001, that they had scrambled some fighter jets to shoot down the hijacked planes. From a Torah perspective, is this justified? At the time, there was no way of knowing how many people would die in the buildings. Even if they did know how many would die, can you kill 250 people aboard a plane to prevent more people from dying in the buildings? An opinion on this would be greatly appreciated. This issue is dealt with in a few sforim since that tragedy. The basis for discussion is the words of Chazal that if there's a group of people that Goyim give them the choice, give us one of you to kill or we'll kill all of you, that you're not allowed to take any one person and give them over to be killed, and all of the people have to be killed, not to save their lives by handing over one person, even though that one person also will die, but better they all should be killed than not through their own agency. Some compare it to that idea here, that you can't kill these 250 people to save the others. On the other hand, this is a little bit different because at this point, these 250 people, even though they're being taken against their will, are basically they're pursuing the people in the buildings to kill them. And therefore, it's possible that killing the pursuers is permissible. I have not seen any clear halacha concerning this. There are sides to permit it, sides to prohibit it. It's not a clear thing.